Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
One longtime NFL reporter talked about the start of training camps all over the league and said, summer's over. It's time to bear down. Training camp is underway. I beg to differ. I think summer's got some life. But those who spend a lot of time at camp and dig in, they're putting in long hours, and one of the guys doing that stuff, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider, good enough to join us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now that camp's underway, do you consider summer over, Matthew?
Oh, yeah. For me, summer is definitely over. Yeah, because, I mean, you said it, you know, you go out there for press conferences and practices day after day, and you kind of have to put all the other things aside, but you know, it's been a long off season too. I mean, you think about the last football game the Vikings played was what, you know, January. So Right. It's been a while, and it's good to see football being played.
Yeah, and the appetite for content, and certainly you've been covering this team for a while, and the man behind Purple Insider, there is a voracious appetite for Viking content, isn't there, Matthew?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, just for the NFL in general, right? I mean, didn't the Broncos get sold for $3 billion to the people who found Walmart or something? I mean, it's right. Just like football's popularity is absolutely out of control. But also, you know, there's just so many storylines develop over the offseason. You know, players go to new places and, you know, you have like big trades like Russell Wilson going to the Broncos and all things going on, coaching changes all over the league. And so by the time you get here, you're like, let's see these guys play some football, even if it's only practices and preseason. I think everybody's kind of ready to get going, and I think that the Vikings, they do dominate. I mean, they're the team that I think kind of runs the sports scene here. So everything is a big deal, even if it just means a backup linebacker practicing today or something.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary how it does move the meter, because in reality, they've been mediocre for a while now. I mean, this, you know, as much as Viking fans or as much as maybe the machine hypes this team, they have not been championship caliber for a while. And the hope is that the new regime will turn things around, and Kirk Cousins will be able to take this team to the playoffs, and they'll be able to get on a run. But in reality, they have been mediocre at best, Matthew.
Yeah, I mean, not to ruin anybody's, like, summer evening here, but if you think about, like, even just since, like, Brett Favre was here, I mean, how many shots do they have to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender since Brett Favre? And the answer is really one, and that was in 2017. I mean, there was another division win, another playoff appearance in, what, 2012, there's one in 2019, but I don't think anybody thought those teams were really going deep. So it's pretty much just the 2017 team. And, you know, like, what were you doing in 2017? Because I just moved here basically in 2016. So it's been a long time since you felt that. And you think about just the era of Kirk Cousins in general and how kind of much of a slog it's been of setting expectations every year. Every year we hear, well, this is the new thing they're doing that's going to take them over the top and so forth. And it's been, yeah, mediocrity year after year and getting pumped up for things and then being disappointed. So you have a new coach. There's nothing like resetting those expectations like a new coach. And they decided they were going to roll Cousins back out there. So now there's just a lot of pressure on everybody, which creates a lot of really interesting storylines. Like, can Cousins kind of prove that it was Mike Zimmer's fault, which I'm pretty skeptical about. But Kevin O'Connell is bringing a lot of, I think, new ideas to the Vikings, which, you know, gives them a chance to be a little different this year. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. But this is, I think, a fan base that is super hungry for an actual contending team, because it just has been, you know, a lot of years where you're talking about just finishing in the middle or not being all that good.
Yeah, and it quickly emerges off season. You there was a lot of thought that, you know, Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer would be shown the door and they would turn the page on Kirk Cousins, when in reality they said goodbye to Mike Zimmer and they said goodbye to Rick Spielman, and Kirk Cousins is their guy and they felt like the new head coach. So clearly Kevin O'Connell and how he manages Kirk Cousins and how he manages all the personalities on that 53-man roster is going to be storyline number one for sure. How he puts this together and molds his team in his image and maybe creates a more player-friendly environment.
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing for them. Whether that results in actual wins, I'm not sure, because what usually happens in the NFL is if you've got a nice guy coach who loses, like Les Frazier, you fire him and you get a hard-ass coach, and then if he wins, then it's his tough mentality that's winning football games.
Right.
But if he doesn't win, then you got to go get a nice guy again. And like that seems to be what they've done.
Right.
But I don't want to simplify it there, because I do think that there are some modern things in football that are being done that maybe passed Mike Zimmer by. One of them is just game management, clock management. Like, these things are being driven data-wise down to the decimal point. And I think Mike Zimmer just kind of punted or kicked field goals or called timeouts whenever it sort of struck him that was the right thing to do. And I think they lost out on some points because of that. I think that passing versus running, where leaning into the pass is a little more effective, and throwing a little more often, things like that. And even the way of teaching players, where instead of like my way or the highway, players are very intelligent in the NFL these days. And I think they're taking a more modern approach to teaching these guys. And then even like the health stuff. So, Mike Zimmer wanted to push super hard in training camp and super hard in mini camp. And I think, we saw this team fall apart down the stretch the last couple of years. Like, was that, a factor, the health of this team, which I think was problematic for them at times. So Kevin O'Connell is trying to update those things and hope that that's the reason that they outperform their expectations. But, it still always comes back to who's playing quarterback. Like, we've just kind of seen this expensive Kirk Cousins experiment not win. And so I wonder, like, around the margins, does that get you one more win, two more wins? And then there's a lot of factors that go into it along the way, and we're kind of all trying to figure that out as we go along in camp.
Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Camp underway. First regular season game still a way out. They open against Green Bay on Sunday, September 11th, 325 U.S. Bank Stadium. You brought up Kirk Cousins, and once again, you look at this team and you say, okay, there's Kirk Cousins. But there's a lot of skill on the offensive side of the ball, and we'll bring something up that's been brought up for years. How will the offensive line come together? But then big picture defensively, they've got a job to do over there. I mean, that might be, to me, the biggest question mark. How is this defense going to play in 22?
Yeah, no, and you're right, because when you think about, like, the offense and getting an offensive head coach has got a lot of the attention, and, can you kind of be smarter, play a little better, get the most out of Kirk Cousins and improve to maybe going from 14th in scoring to, like, top 10, right? But
sure,
they were 24th in points allowed last year. That's just not good enough. I mean, if you're going to give up that many points, and not all of that is Mike Zimmer's fault either. There's health, there's depth of the roster, there's how much money the quarterback makes, keeping them from signing new players. So they're bringing in a new system, and they've signed some new players, and they've sort of reshuffled the deck here, and they've brought in a couple of rookies that they're hoping are going to make the difference. And I think that long-term, the rookies they got could really make the difference. But right away, it's hard to do for someone like Lewis Cine, someone like Andrew Booth Jr., the two guys they drafted in the secondary. It takes development in the NFL. Like, unless you're a top 10 or top 5 draft pick who can step in right away, a lot of times it does take, a couple of years before we really see those players come to fruition. But they're trying to accelerate some of that process here by adding some veterans as well, bringing back Patrick Peterson. The thing that I look at, though, is health number one, because that really killed them on defense the last few years. You lost one or two players and you were just in trouble. I think they still are in that spot. But also, when you look at the schedule and we probably talked about this on the air at some point after the schedule came out, I'm sure, but like, they're not facing a ton of scary quarterbacks. I mean, they have Josh Allen, so that's pretty tough, and they've got Aaron Rodgers twice. But look at some of the rest of them. They've got Tua in Miami, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Jameis Winston. Like, there's a lot of questionable quarterbacks, and I think that gives them an opportunity if they can sort of survive the first week against Aaron Rodgers and maybe win, you know, pull off a win at home against Green Bay. And then you're looking around and going, where are the scary quarterbacks after that? So if they can stay somewhat healthy and rush the passer with Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith, I think there's opportunity there to take advantage of a quarterback schedule that's not that difficult, and we could see a better defense if they can master the scheme quickly.
Is Danielle Hunter, to you, the linchpin of this whole thing? Because we know the injury history, and you feel bad for the guy, because when in and healthy, he's a top five guy defensively in the NFL.
Yeah, I would say that he's when he's 100% healthy, he's one of the best in the league. And, you know, they're going to ask him to do some different things here, which I'm interested to see. He's lining up on both sides of the defensive line. They're shuffling him around a bit. I think what you really need is the tandem, though, because I don't think one player can really dominate. Like, I mean, he'll be good still, but one player cannot drag an entire pass rush. I think for years we saw him and Everson Griffin. You couldn't block both of them at the same time with a double team, and somebody was going to, you know, get a significant rush. They need Za'Darius Smith to be healthy, and he's coming off a back injury, you know, back surgery that kept him out the entire regular season last year. But even just seeing him today in person, Za'Darius Smith is a big, scary guy. Like, he is not somebody that you'd want to be in front of. And he lines up all over the place, and he's a highly intelligent and, like, really super talented player. I mean, at his best, he can be phenomenal, and you can have one of the best duos. They're not going to rush the passer very effectively on the interior. I don't think they want to blitz like crazy. I think they want those two guys to really manhandle the offensive line, but, you know, that all depends, and it all kind of comes back to, will they play, you know, all 17 games or something like that? Because one layer down on the pass rush, I mean, there's just not much there in terms of proven rushers.
Well, Matthew, always good to visit with you. Appreciate your work at Purple Insider. How do people get that great content?
Well, if you're as jacked up for all this as me, you can download the Purple Insider podcast, or just go to purpleinsider.com and check it out there.
All right, very good. Good to visit with you, and thanks.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Matthew Koller, Purple Insider.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.